A report compiled by borough staff this winter offered two options for recruitment and retention for both officers and dispatchers. The borough's down to two dispatchers and is having police officers fill in and answering police, fire, and emergency medical calls. Mark Testoni is chair of the borough's Public Safety Advisory Board and urged the assembly to consider implementing pay increases and other incentives proposed in the report.
As you probably know, the police department is at a very critical stage right now. They're understaffed on the police side, and they went down to two dispatchers as of, I think it was a week ago, Friday. Person resigned. If one of the dispatchers gets sick or for some odd reason can't perform their job anymore, the 911 system in the town will basically be non-existent.
Management surveyed officers and dispatchers this winter about the impacts of long hours and short staffing. The report includes that input along with wage and benefit comparisons for similar positions in other communities from a consultant in 2020. This winter's report proposes incentive payments to keep workers on the job and bring in new ones as one option. A second alternative has wage increases for all in the department and incentive payments for the remaining dispatchers. Both options include boosting the borough's contribution to employee retirement accounts and filling two supervisor and support jobs in dispatching that haven't been staffed. Police Chief Jim Kerr recommended the second option for wage hikes and called it a step in the right direction.
I think that is showing that the borough cares about the employees and is doing additional stuff to try and retain the employees.
Kerr said the boost to wages brings Petersburg more in line with pay for jobs in other Alaska communities. Adding the supervisor and support jobs in dispatching is the biggest part of the increased cost from the proposals, more than half of the roughly $200,000 boost to the borough's annual spending. But supporters of the move say it will allow for some job advancement in that department and help applicants view it as more of a career. Assemblymember Tom Fine-Walsh did not support the wage increases.
Not enough clarity on where the money would come from. I know there are a lot of departments that would also like, you know, a $200,000 pay increase. They're struggling to do their jobs as well. And as a lot of people have said during this meeting, recruitment and retention is a problem across the board, and I'm just not convinced that this is going to solve that problem, throwing a little bit of money at it.
Assembly members also approved some changes to the proposal. One gives the borough manager the authority at his discretion to give incentive payments for recruiting new hires and keeping existing staff. Another change removes an increase to the borough's contribution to employee retirement accounts. Instead of a 3 and 4% cap to matches for an employee's contribution, that would have been capped at 6 and 7%. Bob Lynn was not in favor of that change because other borough employees under the same contract would not be getting more in benefits.
I think we need to be as fair as we can with all our employees, and I just cannot support giving one group, regardless, the increase without looking at it for all. And I can't agree to do that without doing during union negotiations. All our employees need to be treated fairly. And this does not. This singles out a group.
Assemblymember Jeff Mucci was one of only two voting to keep that retirement benefit hike.
I understand it's out of the union negotiation cycle, but we've got an issue down at the police department that we're going to have a captain answering the dispatch phone. We heard about maybe Fairbanks answering the 911 calls. I mean, we're going to have possibly the chief down there answering the dispatch phone. And I think we need to do all we can to help that department downstairs.
Ultimately, the assembly voted to remove the retirement contribution increase. Combined for officers and dispatchers and the EMS coordinator, who also would have benefited, that's estimated at just over $30,000 a year. Mucci wanted to take steps to address staffing shortages in the department, but did not see this as the end of the discussion.
This isn't solving the problem. This is just funding a couple of options to try and make the dispatcher and the police department programs more attractive to people who are looking for work. I'm just guessing, but I'll bet you it's going to take at least a year or so to fill those five positions, at least a year.
Some of the changes could be a little bit more immediate, like removing the responsibility for cleaning bathrooms and jails from the dispatcher's job or paying retention incentives. The vote was 5-2 for the wage increases, with Fine Walsh and Mayor Mark Jensen voting against it. Without the retirement benefit, the estimated cost of the changes is just over $173,000 annually. The Assembly signaled it would be looking to dip into reserves to cover the additional cost if need be, instead of looking at a tax hike. It's also possible the borough could see the reinstatement of some state funding for community jails this year, depending on the legislature and governor. As for other borough employees, contract talks for the next collective bargaining agreement are expected about a year from now. The pay increases for police and dispatchers take effect July 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.